7 weeks after we began, with one last I am statement. Today we hear Jesus say, I am the vine. These words come in the midst of what we often call the farewell discourse. It's several chapters in the middle of John's gospel in which Jesus is speaking to his disciples, the ones that he loves so well, one last time before he endures the cross. These words are the things he most wants them to hear and to remember in the dark days that will soon follow. And I wonder, as I read them, how Jesus felt when he said these things, how much it pained him to think about leaving, as well as thinking about how at least one of his friends might leave him. After all, Judas had already left at this point, and Jesus had predicted Peter's denial already. And here, Jesus begins to talk about what it feels like, about the importance of connection, and about the pain that comes when that connection is severed. At first glance, I admit this passage isn't that comforting. The images of pruning, of withering, of branches being tossed into the fire and consumed, they're not exactly reassuring, are they? Somehow, we've often read these words about pruning and bearing fruit as a commandment to do more, to do better, to be good, so that we won't be thrown into the fire. But when we read it this way, I think we're missing Jesus' point, because we're making it all about us and our actions. We're confusing being productive, getting things done, and being good enough, whatever that means, with being fruitful. This idea of bearing fruit is found throughout Scripture. In the Old Testament, Israel was compared to a vine in a vineyard where God looked for holiness and righteousness and justice. And in the New Testament, Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But what we often miss is that fruitfulness isn't a result of the branches doing very much at all, is it? Instead, it's a result of their state of being, specifically of being rooted and connected to the vine. In these words, Jesus isn't warning his disciples that they must be productive. The thing that he wants most of all for them to do isn't really an action of any kind. He simply wants them to abide, or to remain, or to make their home in him. And this is good news for us. You and I are not expected to produce fruit under our own steam. That dead branch, not connected to the tree, could try its very hardest, and there are going to be no buds on it. Fruit only comes through our connection with Christ. Jesus is the vine, the true vine. And we are the branches from that vine. The fruit that comes is not our work, but the work of Christ. Our work is simply to abide, to remain in relationship with, in connection with the vine. And the 12-step movement says it this way, that when we confess that we are powerless, we're connected with an incredible power. It's that incredible power that bears fruit. Fruitfulness is a natural consequence of developing a relationship with Jesus. Jesus says, those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. He doesn't say those who work their guts out at being fruitful, at being loving and just and peaceful and gentle and self-controlled and patient and all those things will by doing so find themselves related to me, right? The equation is the other way around. When when we find ourselves in connection with Christ, those things come. So we have to strengthen our connection to Jesus, get ourselves grafted firmly onto that vine, draw deeply on the sap that is God's Spirit, and then we'll be fruitful. But on the other hand, if we're not connected to Jesus, we can try as hard as we like to be fruitful, and we won't get very far. If we're a branch that's not connected and we put all our effort into producing fruit or even just producing a new bud, do you know what happens? We dry out even faster and wither. You may be able to think of times in your life when you've been like that, when you set your jaw and by sheer force of will, you managed to produce loving and gentle behavior when everything inside you is screaming to strike out at someone. At the end, what happens? You feel completely drained and exhausted and not a bit more loving. You see, we were created by God to be a fruitful branch, firmly connected to Jesus the vine, and will bring joy to the heart of God by being exactly that. And we only do that we stay firmly connected. We live in a culture that is constantly telling us that if we want to be worthwhile and productive, that we have to strive for independence, right? We have to stand on our own 2 feet and do things ourselves. But Jesus says our fruitfulness is not based on independence, but on our interdependence with Christ and with each other. So rather than wondering we're good enough, the question becomes, where are we abiding? Where is your heart putting down its roots? What are you doing to stay connected to Jesus? Are you spending time with him? Through prayer, through scripture, through nature, through music, through conversation with others, through gathering with the saints for worship, through whatever means helps you to remain deeply and contentedly in Christ's love. Spiritual practices like those I just listed, spiritual disciplines, those are the specific ways that we remain and abide in Christ. We draw our strength, our life, from him. Apart from me, he says, you can do nothing. And all of this brings us back to that pruning and to fruitfulness. Many of you know that I am not at all a gardener. The fact that I have managed to keep the one plant in my office alive for the last 2 years is pretty shocking. But I'm told that the way that you help plants bear more fruit is to prune them. Sometimes drastically. So if the pruning isn't about making us good enough, what is it about? Maybe the pruning is a releasing of the past, of the idea that we do have to be good enough. Maybe it's the cutting away of too much activity, or the finally letting go of something that has no promise of producing. Maybe God, the gardener, is cutting away our reliance on ourselves rather than on the vine. It can be painful when the Holy Spirit causes us to take stock and reveals the things that are no longer building up the kingdom of God in us. But by diverting that energy to another branch, new buds, new fruit can emerge, and new and deeper ways of trusting God can also blossom. God's pruning always makes way for greater fruitfulness. And what's so important for us to remember is that often We're somehow, as the branches, out there attempting to prune and cut and shape ourselves. And that misses the point that God is the God gardener. There is a God of the universe, and that God is not me. It's not you. And so it's far better for us to remain in Christ and allow God to do what God does in and through us. God will work in our lives, will shape us, will prune us, and we remain in Him. We stay centered in Christ. That's our only job. We stay absorbed in God's Word, and the fruit will come. Now, that may take a while. It may not be that 12 months a year we are feeling like there is fruit fully formed in our lives. But there's a time for being fallow and allowing ourselves to simply remain connected. And then there's a time for being fruitful. You may not think that it's happening, but it will happen. It's very interesting timing of the Spirit. This so often happens. I was spending a little time thumbing through social media this week, and I saw Beth Moore's Instagram post. Some of you have done Beth Moore's Bible studies. She has done a Bible study on the vine. And so through that, she actually planted grapevines on her property in Texas, and she nurtures these vines. She really babies them along. It's been fun to watch her in that process. But this week, she posted a picture of one of the branches on her grapevines with one single little bud. And in the caption, she said, "You'll think you're dead. You'll think the bitter cold and hollow darkness and loneliness of your winter season finally killed you. And if not the long glacial shadow, then maybe God himself killed you. Maybe your own maker took his blade to you ruthlessly and left you for dead. But then, one morning, the sun squints over the eastern horizon, shooting forth a beam of warmth, and it catches on a bud that you, the branch, could not even have seen coming yesterday. Every spring is a living, breathing collage of resurrection snapshots. You truly have no idea how beautiful and beloved you are to your vine dresser." What a wonderful reminder that was for me, and a hope for you, that when the world is cold, when we feel brittle and dry and all done in, all that while, we are held and anchored in our Savior and our God, empowered by the Spirit, and that is the best possible place to be. Our only role is to remain in Jesus. When we do this, Jesus goes on to tell us in this chapter of John that our joy will be made complete. Friends, we are connected with each other because we're connected to the vine, Christ. May we remain in Him so that we may bear the fruit of love to be shared with the world, Christ.